Praise 100.9, 92.7. It's time to go in the paint with Wes Bryant. What's up, Wes?
What's going on, Melanie? What's going on, Queen City? And a lot going to be going on in a couple of weeks as the Bobcats get in the show in the postseason for the second time in its 10-year history, the first time since 2010. They are over 500 for the second time this season. They're seventh in the Eastern Conference, and they did so by defeating the Cleveland Cavaliers on Saturday night, 96-94 in overtime. They have won four in a row, and no bigger reason than All-NBA hopeful Al Jefferson just been a beast, Melanie, averaging over 21 points and 10 rebounds, having the best season of his career. And now they're on the home stretch with only 2 weeks left, and their week ahead will include road trips to Washington on Wednesday, Boston on Friday, and they close out the week Saturday at home with the Philadelphia 76ers. And if the playoffs started today, the Bobcats will play the reeling Indiana Pacers, once thought to be a favorite for the NBA title, but they have been in a tailspin lately and could be right for the pickings should the Bobcats draw them in a first-round matchup in the playoffs. So we'll see how everything plays out over the next couple of weeks, but the Bobcats are for sure in the NBA's version of the Big Dance. And tonight, the NCAA's version of the Big Dance will close things out with the championship game between 7-seeded Connecticut and 8-seeded Kentucky. Unlikely NCAA championship game. Neither was in last year's postseason. Connecticut, because of a tournament ban over academic issues. Kentucky didn't make it at all. And neither have looked like championship teams this season. These two programs have combined to win 6 of the last 18 NCAA titles. Kentucky, led by their fabulous freshman, led by forward Julius Randle and the Harrison twins, in which Aaron Harrison has been the big shot taker and maker for the Wildcats. He had game winners against Michigan and Saturday against Wisconsin. They are on an 11-game win streak and are one win away from a ninth national championship for Kentucky. The leader of the Huskies are their guards. They're led by their guards, Shabazz Napier and Ryan Boatwright, and they will look to bring home a fourth national title to the UConn program. The tip-off is at 9 p.m. tonight, and it should be a fantastic game between two very, very hot teams with lots of momentum. News and notes before we close things out, the Carolina Panthers still on the free agent hunt. They will host former Philadelphia Eagles wide receiver Jason Avant and former Atlanta Falcons Pro Bowl safety Thomas Dekou today. Appalachian State is close to hiring former Davidson assistant Jim Fox as their new head coach. Wake Forest hired former Tulsa head coach and former Greensboro Page star Danny Manning as their new head coach.
Wow.
And the NASCAR Sprint Cup Series race at Texas was canceled due to a rain delay, and it will be rerun today at noon on Fox and Money. That has been a jam-packed in the paint, in the trenches, whichever you want to call it. And you can catch me on Twitter at Wes Bryant Live, where I get all the way live. And this has been another edition. So for the books, I mean, mark it down in history.
Mark it down in history. And, of course, you can catch them every Monday right here on Praise 100.9 and 92.7.